Many of us have perhaps watched the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. What you may not know is the wide-ranging responsibilities those officers may have. I speak with a man who once had that role in the military on this edition of the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55 is 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real world advice on cover crops.
Doing a small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Tom Dittmer served in the Army during 1964 to 1966. He had a unique role in the White House as a social aide and also having duties just across town at another very historic place.
Arlington, I started out in the casket team. From there, I went to 1st Platoon and had the United States Army drill team, and I got to go on the Ed Sullivan Show.
He was one of those with the highest profile jobs at Arlington.
Well, as the 1st Platoon leader, you're in charge of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The guys on the tomb are different than everybody else in the world you meet. They really are. When they say they clean the floor with a toothbrush, they clean the floor with a toothbrush. And you could eat off the floor. It is immaculate. They get haircuts every day, probably about as clean cut as you can get.
But there is much more to that role than the ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. It is a job with many emotions.
The tomb's very impressive. The first job I had was the casket team. That means that you're burying 10, 12 different people a day. You get used to it, but it's an emotional deal. It was an unbelievable experience.
But perhaps Tom's most memorable experience took place in the evening when all was quiet on that hill overlooking the city.
When I was officer of the day, I'd have the key to Arlington, and you go up and you visit the tomb at night, and you sit up there on Custis Lee Mansion steps, and you look at the Washington Monument, the Capitol. It doesn't get much better than that.
Tom went on to become the largest cattle feedlot owner and largest commodity broker in Chicago. You can hear that story on our podcast, Farming the Countryside. Traveling the Countryside, I'm Andrew McRae.